JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Our working day is 9 to 5.
It's all in a day's work.
Big work day.
Big work day at work.
You people work 8-hour days, we work 12.
You gonna work all day?
Poor guy. All work and no play.
Start working! Work!
Oh, I've heard enough of this conversation.
All right, let's get this off to a good start.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
I feel like that was brought to you by our bosses. Like, yeah, get to work, people.
Get to work.
It's a Monday. Get going.
You're back at
which
it.
Which is good.
Yeah. Well, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
You don't sound like JP.
No, it's Liz. It's JP this week. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be very fun.
I'm excited because, like, typically every day, you and I hang out at about 11 o'clock and we sit in here and there's, you know, whatever Hoarders show is on or... You know, whatever, like...
Are you the one that puts those on the TV?
Oh, yeah, my 600-pound life in Hoarders. That is my jam.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here in BS for a good solid 30 minutes. Now I get it all during the show.
Woo!
It's going to be fun.
We're going to have fun this week.
I got to say, you look pretty good considering I know you were up and down all
Thank
over
you,
Omaha.
He said considering.
That's true.
Yeah,
considering.
Yeah, no, this
he
is relative.
Qualified it. It wasn't just a compliment.
Right. Thank you.
I did not put on makeup this morning. This is my makeup from yesterday.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed.
So Liz went up to, you guys remember last Friday I was talking about because St. Patty's Day weekend.
Right.
And I was telling Lauren and JP, Omaha is awesome during St. Patty's Day weekend.
That is what I have heard.
Yeah. I don't know about the people listening right now. By the way, go back to bed. Take a little more time before you go. But I seem like everybody was in Omaha yesterday.
It felt like it. It was wild up there. I mean, the weather was pretty nice. It was sunny.
Sure.
And it was just bedlam.
Describe
basically.
where you went. Where did
we
you go?
We did the Leavenworth bar crawl. So, you know, crawled up and down. They have all those big stops. They do the outdoor parties, so it's almost like, you know, tailgate season. Everybody's just getting out there.
Because all of a sudden it's nice, too.
Exactly.
Right.
So we were a little concerned maybe it wasn't going to be so wild because it was a Sunday. Nope.
No, it's crazy.
It was wild.
We used to go, when I lived up there and I was working at the railroad, you knew if you were on the extra board, which is where you got called in when people would lay off and sick, right, with air quotes.
Oh, sure.
it didn't matter if it was a Wednesday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, a Saturday. Like, Omaha gets it going.
People were going to call in sick.
Oh, God, yes. Like, it's nuts.
That was my plan last week. I was like, oh, I'll take some sick time. It'll be fine. And then our boss, Rob, was like, hey, I need you to do the morning show. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
maybe I'll call in sick, or maybe I'll come in at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe I'll wake up at 3:30. I was like, oh, my God, this can't be real.
That's all right.
So it was real life.
We got a fun day and a fun show going on.
Yeah, like I just got to make it. I'm just running on pure adrenaline
and
goldfish.
In theory, you'll be home and napping before you know it.
That's all I can think of.
So real quick, too, before we get out on this thing. So I have this dream that one day I won't be a decrepit old man and I'll be able to play softball with my son and my daughter. You got that coming up. You put it on Facebook. Can you announce? I should have asked that ahead of time. You got big news.
Congratulations.
I did. Thanks. Over the weekend. So Brady, my 11-year-old, formulated this plan months ago because Pinewood Bowl does their big musical once a year. It's big. They go all out there. And it's this year is Beauty and the Beast. And so months ago, Brady was like, Mom, we're going to be Mrs. Potts and Chip, right? And
so
I was
sweet.
Like, bud, literally 160 people auditioned.
Right,
and I was
right.
like, no, probably we're not going to be Mrs. Potts and
but
Chip.
But we'll give it an effort, right?
Yeah, we will go. We will audition. We will do our best. So we're Mrs. Potts and Chip.
Corey Ellen and I were driving. Congratulations. We were driving up to Omaha and we were like, that is the cutest thing I have ever seen.
I'm so happy for you guys.
It's the second and third weekend in July. Rehearsals don't even start for like 2 months. It's forever
from
now.
Congratulations. That's such a great way to start the week.
My neighbor during Cornhusker State games got to play softball, like slow pitch adult softball, with his son, who now is on the baseball team. He's a freshman for his high school. And like the whole time, every time his boy caught a ball, like he's out there next to him, like cheering him on until the first time the kid jumped in front of him to get it, said, back down, Dad, you're kind of old, and caught the ball. So maybe Brady will try to show you up and
we auditioned together and I had to watch him. And I was so glad I got to sing before him because I feel like I'm going to throw up when he sings because I get so much more nervous for him than for me because like I can control me. I can't control him.
Yeah.
And he was so cute.
That's adorable.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Also, I figured he's not going to want to hang out with me for that much longer. So if he wants to do something with me now, I should really do this.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. All right, coming up, we're going to make it right. We got some good things, and it's all here with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz sitting in for JP this week. Good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm here.
This is very early for you.
It's very early.
We're getting there. We'll get people through to work and exactly. Early morning. We got you guys.
All right. And we kind of, is this still breaking news? I mean, I think it happened late enough last night that maybe not everybody caught the water restrictions and all of that.
Well,
because it changed. It was voluntary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it changed to mandatory later last night. So if you're just waking up, there is a mandatory water restriction in the city of Lincoln. They want you to reduce your personal, all of us, our personal use of water 50%, which is a lot.
That is a lot, actually.
That's not something that you do accidentally. Right. That is a very concerted effort.
Right, yeah.
Because, and I don't fully understand the whole situation with why. I know it has to do with the flooding and the pumps lost, the water pumps lost pressure.
Damaged. Yeah, out at the wells that we have just outside of town.
Yeah,
I saw the videos of them like sandbagging it with the wells with from like Black Hawk helicopters over the weekend. So obviously there's something going on.
Yeah, and I know I do know that the loss of pressure was the reason to go from the voluntary to the mandatory because then they're afraid of system failure and all that. So anyway, we're supposed to be cutting our water use by 50% today. 25% for industrial, commercial, and all that. They keep saying outdoor water use is prohibited. Are people watering their lawns now?
If you're watering your lawn, then you need to go. You need
your
to see
your sprinkler system
out.
Should not be set up yet.
That's weird anyway. What's
right? I guess I won't be filling my pool this weekend.
Could you imagine like sitting in your house and your automatic sprinklers go off and the panic that would ensue? Oh my God, what are the neighbors going to think of us?
I was going to say you'd be
we're the town jerks.
We are standing in judgment.
Yeah. Oh boy.
But so they're saying things like minimize flushing of toilets.
Yes.
As someone who grew up in a drought, if it's if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
There you go.
It's like Girl Scout camp.
Did you grew up in California? Mm-hmm. Did you get lectured that too?
Yes, at Girl Scout camp. And yeah. I always flushed it. That's bad person. Don't care.
That's a normal if you go to a lake like a camp, you know, go camping at a lake or something. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
So yes, do all of that. And all the rest of it, like this is a serious situation, but all the other things they're asking us to do kind of just sound like an ideal day. They're saying, don't bathe if you don't have to.
Yeah, that's
don't do the laundry.
My son's excited about the non-bathing thing. He thinks it's awesome.
Put off the laundry. Yeah. Don't wash the dishes if you don't have to and use
done and done
paper plates and stuff like that. In bars, they have to use single-use cups right now so they don't have to wash glasses.
I told my wife last night, I said, I'm headed to the store. I'm going to get some bottled water for you guys and beer for me, and I'll do my part.
Save water, drink beer. We can shower together. Not me, but like, you know, I could put some feelers out for people.
We can cut our shower time in half if we just shower together, honey. Don't worry, I got you.
Cut down that water usage. I'm going to start putting feelers out.
And actually, I don't know about your kids, but I feel like my children could take care of this all on their own if they would just turn the damn water off when they wash their hands and brush their teeth. Every parent in Lake Scrooge, turn the water off! Because why are you still running the water? It does not take that long to wash your hands. What are
They're so clean.
Are you bathing in the sink right now? What are you doing? But yeah, so that is all until further notice. We are supposed to, every drop counts, as all the signs say.
All jokes aside, because we're having fun with it, because we're trying to get people to work in the morning.
Right.
But take it seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do your part. Do what you can. Because they said specifically, we should be fine as a city to get through this as long as we all do this.
If we all take this seriously.
Otherwise, we will not be fine as a city. And then there'll be no jokes to be had. Okay.
Right, right.
It's so hard. You have to constantly think about it. Like, did you, when you guys were getting ready this morning, just even like, can I only wash my hand once, or can I, you know what I mean? Like, just not turning it on to...
Good thing I literally rolled out of bed and into my car.
I'm going to apologize while this is going on to you guys, because I go to the gym before I come here. And I was like all sweaty, and I'm like, man, it's a water restriction, isn't it? I'm going to work.
I mean, if you want to skip
the gym... Love you both.
If you people...
No, I'm not skipping the gym.
If I skip the gym, because I'm not going to take a second shower.
No,
right?
No.
That's my newest excuse. I am not washing my hair all week.
Yep.
Perfect. Takes too long, too much water.
Next, with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, Lauren's going to have your nitty gritty from Music City, and we're going to be making it right on your Monday on Kix.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
As I said before, Eric Church joined an elite club this weekend, and I think you guys would agree Luke Bryan is the president and founding member of this particular club, and that is the Just Fell on His Butt on Stage club.
No. Luke is,
although Luke usually goes all the way off the stage.
Tumbles down.
Eric at least managed to stay on the stage. He was performing Desperate Man in Greensboro, North Carolina over the weekend. It wasn't that bad a fall. He's playing his guitar and he goes to make a, there's kind of a catwalk, and he goes to make a right and just goes right over. Like, doesn't quite make the turn and just right over. There may have been a slippery spot because someone hands him a towel and then he turns around and wipes it up.
Oh, or that's gonna die for this.
Or that could have been a look. Oh, look, there must have been something on the ground. Yeah, Let me wipe that up.
Covered quick.
He was fine.
Nice.
Speaking of Eric Church, he also paid tribute to late NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt during that same concert on Friday night. Video from the show shows him introducing Talladega to the packed house at the Greensboro Coliseum Complex by bringing out a black and red flag with Dale Earnhardt's trademark number 3 and his signature screened on it, and holding it up in tribute to the racing legend. After seeing the performance online, Dale's son, Dale Earnhardt Jr., tweeted, "Dad would have loved this. All his fans and family certainly appreciate the respect at Eric Church." Both Eric Church and Dale Earnhardt are native North Carolinians, so that was very much appreciated by that audience. Well, George Strait just keeps releasing great songs from his new album, Honky Tonk Time Machine, which is also a great title.
Such a great name.
That will be out March 29th. The latest one is called The Weight of the Badge, and it's about a hardworking police officer who is dedicated to his job. Here's what that sounds like.
Swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words, lays his life on the line, and the line he walks is razor fine.
George Strait is the hardest working retired person.
Oh my God.
He has released so much music since he's been retired from making music.
And making so much tequila.
I hear that and I just want to go fishing with my grandpa. Like, that's all we listen to. Like, it's good stuff, man.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, going to get you some good things. And of course, it's Monday, so you know what that means. It's time to make it right. That's all coming up with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Now my microphone's on, and I'll tell you about my good
thing. That's the good thing.
Yeah. My microphone's on. So obviously, with all the flooding, there's a lot of bad in our state right now. But there are so many good stories coming out of how people are helping each other. One of which, Andrea, is one of our regular listeners. She is with us all the time. She's won tickets to lots of things. And she was getting married. She did get married on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
About 3 days before that, her wedding venue washed away. And everything, she had no idea what she was going to do. But a bunch of businesses in Lincoln stepped up for her. The Courtyard Marriott in the Haymarket was able to accommodate all of her guests and have the ceremony. The Delray Ballroom, which she said was out of her budget. Mm-hmm. She didn't, not even something she thought. They said they would match the price that the rural venue was going to do. It had been booked every weekend, what'd she say? Like the last 18 years, this weekend had been booked and it just magically happened to have a Saturday night open. This week.
That's so cool.
And in like 3-4 days, her wedding party and her family were able to help and move the entire wedding to Lincoln. People were able to get here from other states. Apparently, some people's trips took at least twice as long because they had to take way roundabout ways to get here and get home. But just so happy for Andrea and her new husband, Michael, and that they were able to pull that off
after it looked like
everything was not going to happen.
The owner of the Delray, if you go to, because that's where we had ours too. Mm-hmm. He's got two Welsh corgis that are awesome. They got to be part of your wedding when you go there.
Oh, that's
they're,
so
they
cute.
Run around all over the place because they own the joint, basically.
That's awesome.
That is the good thing.
Also on the 29th, we're going to be doing a show, the whole deal for...
Yeah, that was my good thing. You just spoiled it.
No, I'm so sorry you do that.
Well, just hold on a second.
Give me 1 minute. We'll sandwich these two awesome local good things.
Just a second.
With a great one from New York. There is, by the way, New York just had over the weekend a Nigerian refugee. He's an 8-year-old. He's in third grade, and his name is Tanny. And he actually lives in a homeless shelter in Manhattan. His parents just came here because they were fleeing from terrorism that was going on in Nigeria. They were fearing for their lives. So he moved here, and he's, you know, living in a homeless shelter with his family. He's going to school and doing these things. And he won their chess championships in town. And they, like, interviewed him at the homeless shelter. And he's like, yeah, I want to be the youngest grandmaster. He just picked up chess less than a year ago when he got
to the
country.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and he totally dominated it, did a great job. His parents have a hearing coming up so they can get permanently moved into the United States. And the coolest quote from this little 8-year-old, because there is a lot of crazy stuff going on, obviously in Nebraska, but all over the place. And it's good to get the perspective of an 8-year-old who's coming from Nigeria. And was fleeing from terrorism in Nigeria.
Sure.
And he just goes, like, he loves it here. And he goes, I feel like I'm an American. And that was his big quote. I was like, oh my God, kid.
That's so sweet.
I know, just right in the feels. So congratulations,
right in the feels.
Little chess master.
Oh, that's a great thing. Well, my good thing this morning is something great that we are trying to do to help our fellow Nebraskans who've been affected by all this flooding. We were already going to have our Spring Fever concert with Buckaroos out at the Starlight Event Center in Wahoo with Sack of Lions, Buckaroos. But it has now, I have to give all the credit, we are giving all this credit to Coriel. She had the idea to make this a
benefit.
Oh,
she's awesome. Yes.
And so it is going to be going to all the proceeds we have now. It has gone from just a show to dinner. There's going to be a full live and silent auction. There's going to be the show. Ducks Unlimited has gotten involved in it, and all of it is going to go to the Red Cross, their Nebraska Flood Relief Fund. So specifically going to stay here in the States. Yeah. All that money is staying here in Nebraska, going to the Red Cross. And so we want to make it huge. We have like all the details at KZKX.com. You can buy your tickets now. But this is going to be so much fun because Buckaroos and Sack of Lions are already very, very
Buckaroos
great.
Are always such a good time.
They are.
Such a good time. And so now we can come out, have an awesome time with our Spring Fever concert for a great cause and help everybody that's been affected by the flooding around here.
There are people in this world that will tell you like prayers up and all that stuff. And then there's Coriel Thomas.
Yes.
Yes.
And she like instantly something happens and this woman...
We'll just get
into gear and
just
she's
mobilize.
Awesome.
Yeah, and
she's
you know, awesome. She knows everybody, so all she had to do was like pick up the phone and she got so and everybody wants to obviously help with the flooding
right.
victims, but everybody also wants to help Coriel because right. why wouldn't you? And so right. everybody well, just
because probably
on
she
board.
Has helped them move or yeah, right. watch their dog
or given them some food that her dad made, some of the awesome
jerky.
Beef jerky. Oh. That's usually how Coriel gets in with everybody.
Exactly.
Here's some beef jerky.
She could do anything if she just gives me some
Don't
storm
miss
jerky.
This. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Coming up, you know what time it is. It's about time to make it right. JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix. That was Thomas Rhett T-shirt on Kix 96.9. Good morning, JP Lauren and Husker Nick. Liz sitting in for JP this week. And Nick, you are filling us in. There's a little bit of a drummer.
No, drummers, yes.
There are drummers.
There's drummers going on.
Listen,
and it's happening.
I hear drums.
Yeah, there's some in there.
Some drummer going on, guys. Good
it
morning.
Is around the Nebraska basketball team. Although, I don't know if this is the appropriate music somehow.
Oh, no.
For our basketball team.
Glass,
yes.
So are the days of our lives.
Yeah. Now this
is that because of the drummer?
Oh, my God. Total. There is total drummer going on around this basketball team.
Drummer.
No, this is way more appropriate. And, like, this is why I love sports, because you get the on-the-court stuff. Where, you know, we got Johnny Trueblood
right, yeah.
absolutely crushing it. But then you start getting the drama that's going on around the team. Here's what
it's
you
just,
need to
this
know.
Is your own personal housewives.
Dude, you guys, this is so funny.
That's such a good way to put
so,
it.
So, like, here's how I'll put this. And I promise you people will deny. But this is what's going on. So, Miles and Moose don't like each other too much. Moose is the athletic director. And a lot of times when you get a person, I don't care if it's like athletics or business, you get a new boss.
Right.
There's always
yeah.
the, oh, crap, what if they want to bring in their own people thing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cleaning house.
And Miles
people.
And Moose don't get along very well. Miles has got supporters that are on Moose's staff that are, I ain't gonna say their names, but you could see their tweets that are like actively supporting Miles during games while Moose is not going to games and he's off allegedly spending 3 days early in California for his son's spring game. You're right. He was talking to someone about the coaching position. Get out of here, Moose. And it's so funny because then you've got like all these different people that are the power brokers that, you know, put money into the university,
right,
tweeting out like either support for Miles or let's get rid of him, or hey, the I like my favorite one that went on during the game is the veiled, boy, these players are trying really hard. Oh yeah, what about the coaches? Oh, and what about it? You know, come on.
See, I didn't even read into that. Oh, it's hilarious. That completely went over my head.
Oh, no, it's so funny. So we got all this drama going on.
Sure.
And here's what you need to know. The team got into the NIT, which is like the junior varsity tournament that happens right now. But that's okay. Like, we still get to participate.
Right.
So it'll be fun.
We get a tournament.
Which is, we have a game on
every
Wednesday.
Year, I'm like, how many teams are there? Because, it's 64 in the tournament.
It's even 68 now.
Is it 68?
Yes, there's even more, and we couldn't get in that.
So then, like, but then you double that for the NIT, and still we're like, we're 124.
Yeah, right. Like, hey, there's 300-some teams. Yeah. That's the top 33%. So we got a game on coming up here on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, there was a tweet that went out from my good friend Sean Callahan, who's with HuskerOnline.com.
Okay.
Had a great idea, because Creighton also is playing in the NIT.
Okay.
And they're hosting a game. And Sean said, hey, why don't we get something together and make the proceeds go to help out locally here in the state with the flooding.
Awesome. Yeah.
And the university has not commented on it. And again, it's so funny, the drama, because Tim Miles is like tweeting out like, yeah, let's do it. Let's make that happen. It's not my money, basically. Yeah.
Mr. You know? Halfway out the door. Yeah. Like, sounds like you're
like, that's a great idea. Let's do this thing. So we'll hear and see if maybe they'll do something. I don't know if they'll collect money, or I'm sure something will go on. But on Wednesday, we'll have down at the PBA, we're hosting Butler, I believe it is.
Okay.
That's coming to town, so it'll be really fun. Old JP on his vacation is going to have to go down and do the,
JP.
The voice. Good old JP. So he'll be down there doing the boom shakalakas and stuff. And hey, it's another home game to get to cheer on, you know, your team as they fight through. But guys, it's so funny because Bill Moose, make no bones about it, he's ready to move on from Tim Miles. And Miles just keeps making it so hard. It's like when you want to break up with someone and they, out of the blue, all of a sudden start doing these cute little things.
Right. Because they know they're on the way out.
Right, right. And it's like, oh, she's making my favorite dinner, or he brought me flowers. There's still breaking up, all right?
You haven't been home at night in 6 months.
Exactly. That's exactly what the situation is. So, but Miles is a couple wins away from making it real hard for Moose.
Jeez.
For old Moosey
Poo. So do you think he's really going to go?
Oh, yeah. If they wouldn't have won the games they did in the Big Ten tournament, it would have been done. They got done with the game the other day, and it was this big, all the fans, like we were down at Rosie's, packed house, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, like it had been the day before on Thursday watching the games. People are cheering. They're all about it because you got Johnny Trueblood out there. You know, you got all the players that are just killing it. Local kids, people who didn't play. You only got 6 scholarship guys. And the game gets over, and Miles is walking off the court like a dead man walking. Like he's doing the like really sad head down, one hand wave, you know, because he knows it's almost over. Moose sends him a text message saying, hey, I'm having a presser in 45 minutes. That's all it said. Are you kidding?
That's just mean.
Yeah, so Miles
like
is like holding back tears during his press because he loves it here. His family
so
lives
sweet.
Here. He's got a kid at the university, got a kid in 8th grade. And he's like, yeah, I don't know, Moose is having a presser here in 45 minutes. And then the Dingleberry, Bill Moose, sends out a thing 45 minutes later, just a tweet going, I'll have an announcement on Sunday. You couldn't have told him that?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you couldn't have said, like, bro, I just got an announcement. I'm making an announcement. Garth Brooks does this stuff all the time.
An announcement about an announcement.
Yeah. My announcement is the announcement's in a few days.
Yes. So now they got to wait, and they're going to see. And if they lose, like, if they lose Wednesday, Thursday morning, or even Wednesday night, he'll probably get the axe. Unless Moose can't find his guy. That's the only thing, in my opinion.
If he doesn't have somebody lined up.
Yeah, if he doesn't have someone lined up, then Miles
get the deal he wants to make.
Yeah, and I think Miles is on his list. I bet he's like, you know, you'll go through a few people you try to get, and if they're not there, then maybe you do do this over. I just hope if Miles stays, they give him an extension so that we don't go through this drama again next year.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. But if they get rid of him, I hope they find someone who's good, bring him in here, because we do love our basketball.
We do.
And
but
our drama,
how are you
going to
find your drummer? How are you going to find somebody that tweets his as well as his dog.
I know, right? I will be sad. I'll be sad with no Tim Miles dog on Twitter.
I know, without Sammy Miles, like, that's my favorite part of Twitter, honestly, anymore. Coming up, we're going to make it right, starting your Monday off the right way on Kix 96.9.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz filling in for JP this week, and we do have some fairly big news to start off the week. We are in mandatory water restrictions now because of all the flooding.
Yeah, if you haven't heard this yet, because last night, up until, I don't know, it was 8 o'clock, something like that, it was a 25% voluntary reduction in water use for residential. That's most of us that live in a house or apartment or dwelling of some kind.
If you live in a place.
People. but then that was upgraded to a mandatory restrictions. We are all supposed to be cutting our water use by 50%, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
Like, that's a major change in how you are living your day. The mayor said that's because of a temporary loss of pressure in the pipeline between the well fields and the water treatment plant near Ashland. So that obviously caused major concerns, and they want to make sure that it doesn't go out all the way. And obviously cutting back is better than not being able to use the water at all.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
So we're all going to try to do this for real. Like, we have to all take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like this is one of those, it's one of those situations where it's easy to think, well, what is my, what is me running the water really going to do? I'm one person.
Exactly.
We all have to do it.
I am vouching to drink nothing but beer. Until this is done.
You have a giant jug of water in your hand.
Well, it's because it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, though, that ice, I bought the ice and brought it in and dumped a whole bunch of water in there, so we're good. And then earlier we were talking about it, and I text my wife, because you actually came up with a brilliant idea at the beginning.
Yes, we should be showering together. You need to find a shower partner.
I'm so excited to use
But you can't, it can't take any, it's supposed to, it can't take any longer.
Yes, she walked right into that.
I knew there was going to be stuff today.
Oh, so far you are both of our, and you've only been here for a few hours.
But you also can't take any longer. You have to, it's a quick
shower.
You
can't get distracted.
Yeah.
Lauren, we'll be okay. I'm 37. It's not a big deal. So I text my wife and I said, so I was thinking we could save some water since, you know, we have to not, you have to dial back on the showers. Mm-hmm. So we could shower together. What do you think? That was an hour ago. I have no answer. This is what being together for.
I think you got your answer.
This is,
honestly.
No reaction is, in fact,
this is 17 years of being together. This is what happens. I even told her I'd send the kids to the neighbor's house. She had no answer.
Hey, can you watch our kids? We want to have a dirty shower.
I need like 7 minutes. Just watch the kids for like 7 minutes, please, neighbor. That's all. It's just give us, you gotta conserve water, guys. Come on, get your heads out of the gutter.
I'm just glad I am not the one at my house this morning getting my kids ready for school, trying to have them not run the water forever. Because why do small children run the water for 15 minutes in order to wash their hands?
Just the cleanest.
No, all right, she texted me just a laughy cry face. That's a yes, right?
That was a stop talking about it on the radio. You're embarrassing me.
Is that what that is?
Laughy cry face.
I hope you're joking because this isn't happening.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
At least I got
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick show.
At least I got the audio from you for out of context contest.
You're so welcome. Coming up, we're going to make it right on your Monday. It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz filling in for JP on Kix 96.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
You messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
You did something, you want to get it out there, you want to make it right, you have your chance. You can always DM us, direct message us on Facebook or Twitter. Today we have Tommy. He wants to make it right, so we're going to get Tommy on here. Tommy, tell us a little bit about what you did that you need to make right.
All right.
Solid start.
Good way to start.
Yeah, we've started this well. I'm excited.
Well, it was about 2 months ago, all right? My brother Robert, our grandma passed away.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She was 92.
Wow.
She was born in 1927. Do you believe that?
That's amazing.
A good life.
That's a long life.
That's a super good life.
Yeah. And when you're born, your life expectancy back then was like in the 60s. And my grandmother, man, she drank whiskey. She smoked filterless Lucky Strike cigarettes.
I want to hang out with her, man.
She sounded like
and
a party.
And a pipe. I know. Lived to be 92. So anyway, she was awesome. And we had this great big family get-together. It was the most glorious get-togethers like we ever had. Just everybody was there. Cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody. Neighbors, people we don't even know. And there was food.
Okay.
Like, just everywhere, right? Just what is great. I love deviled eggs. I can't stop eating them.
Okay. Right. I'm right there with you. I love them.
All right. And it was packed.
When does your brother come into this?
Yeah. Well, here, this is what happened. So gravy just runs right through me, and I destroyed the bathroom. I just completely destroyed. Oh my God! It wasn't my fault that they don't have a fan, but the smell.
But it was your fault for eating all that gravy, though.
If you know what gravy does to you, you made that choice, sir.
Whatever. He was celebrating his grandma at a party.
Ariel, is this you?
You would think I'd know better. It was so bad, it made my own eyes water.
His own.
This is too early. I just gagged.
All right. So where does your brother come into this? Is it his bathroom you ruined?
Well, so do you guys see the movie Dumb and Dumber? You remember the horse laxative scene where he was in the bathroom? It's kind of like that.
All right. We get it. Move on. We understand.
It went off in the. It was splatter everywhere. That was
oh, my God.
My God, my week is ruined.
Okay, you have painted the picture. I feel confident that people understand the situation. And then?
Needless to say, it was pretty gross. Okay,
yeah.
So
you've said
really?
Yep.
I didn't gather any of that.
You have said it, so yeah.
You know what? I understand why the Europeans used those days. I sure could have used one that day.
Where does your brother come into this?
I'm taking anyone else's side today, besides yours.
So anyways, people started noticing the smell, but nobody saw me go in or out. So nobody knew. It smelled like a slaughterhouse porta potty. That's how bad it was.
Do the cows use it?
I like this guy.
So, I mean, you guys, you need to understand what happened here. I could not believe this smell. It was like a carcass crawled out of my crevice.
We believe you!
It was, you know how dogs like to just, you know.
Okay.
It was everywhere.
So okay, real so quick.
Where does your brother come into this?
So you know, this is what it's like hanging out with a bunch of dudes. I actually get this. This is how we describe this kind of stuff to
our
friends.
Right, but we only have a 3.5 hour morning show.
Oh, my God. So what happened? Did you blame your brother for it?
Well, yes. It was like a wave of waft went over. You could see the expression on everybody's face. And, well, everyone assumed it was my brother. So...
Did you encourage that assumption?
Well, I just went along. I didn't mean to. I still feel bad about what I did. My mom is still mad. Mom's really mad. I don't even know if she's talked to him since then.
Hold on. You said this was 2 months ago and your mom's still mad? This must have been a disaster that happened.
Yeah. Did those odors kill your grandma? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Are we sure grandma was dead before the party?
Oh, wow, you guys are joking about his dead grandma. It seems only been 2 months, guys. 8 weeks. It's not even that. It's like 56 days.
Look,
dead grandma jokes coming
through.
There's
nothing we could say that is nearly as offensive as where he's gone already.
Right.
So.
I mean, I'm not offended. I thought it was a good descriptor of what happens. This is like basically our men's bathroom in this building every day.
So you want us to call your brother and so you can tell him it was you?
Yes.
Are you going to describe the situation again when you tell him?
If you want me to.
No.
I think your brother was there.
No.
I think it's funny. You could if you want, but I got outvoted by the two ladies that are in here.
Look, again, you've painted the picture. No need for a mural.
Right.
Right.
You're
a poop
monster.
No, I love my brother. When we were little, I called him Triple B, my baby brother Bobby.
Oh, is this Talladega Nights?
Well, we call him Robert now because he's all grown up.
Oh, my God, I want to party with you.
I thought Triple B was going to be something horrible.
Me too. After all those descriptions, that's
I know, right?
I thought for sure the word bowel was going to be in there as part of it. Okay.
Let's call the Better Business Bureau and find out.
See what baby brother Bobby's got to say.
BBB, Triple B.
Is he
going to
be mad at you?
Probably.
All right.
I hope he calls your mom.
I was gonna say we might have to call mom too.
Hopefully, mom's listening.
Well, that's why I'm doing it. I want to confess to everybody. So.
All right.
All right. Now is your chance.
Get it over with.
Gonna make it right. We're gonna call up Robert and get to part two of Make It Right Monday.
More. Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Don't miss part two of Make It Right Monday. Rob, number two. I got
my hands up. Good morning.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong. And JP Lauren and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
All right, we've already in graphic detail heard Tommy's story, the bathroom bandit, and now it is time.
Oh no, is that a new nickname?
I think
the
it needs
bathroom
to be
bandit.
His
I like
nickname.
It.
He's right. Double B if his brother's Triple B.
Yeah, there you go.
But it is now time for Tommy to atone to baby brother Bobby. We've got Robert on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Hello.
So, Robert. We do a thing, Bobby. We do a thing on our show called Make It Right Monday, where people who feel that they have wronged someone, that they have done something unkind, either intentionally or unintentionally to somebody they care about, can come clean on the air and try to atone.
You don't have to use that phrase on this one,
come clean.
Come yeah.
Clean. So we have somebody that wants to talk to you.
Okay. Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Haven't
What's
talked
up?
To you in a couple months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So, like they said, I'm calling to confess and come clean. And you remember the thing, the bathroom episode?
Uh-huh.
How could he forget?
Well he got blamed for it, right?
To him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everyone assumed it was you.
Robert, was it you? Robert, did you destroy the bathroom at your grandmother's funeral?
I have in the past, but that was not me.
Robert, like on a level of 1 to 10, how bad was this situation for you? Because we've kind of heard other things. How bad
was
this?
It was an 11.
Oh, it was an 11?
It was an 11, all right.
You could see the stink.
You could see
that? Oh, yeah.
It changed the shape of the air, like when it's hot coming up off the pavement and you get all that wavy. That's what it was.
One time, I ran into our bathroom here at work, and another co-host, Matt McKay, had just been in there. I'm 90% sure I felt it hit my tongue, the like smell, as my mouth was open when I walked in the room. So I know what you're talking about. That's just terrible. Yeah.
But Robert,
it was bad.
But this time it was not you.
No.
Who do you think it was?
I'm guessing because it's Tommy on the line. It's Tommy.
Well,
it was
Tommy.
It was me. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's so many things I want to say to you right now. I can't believe
it. Come on.
Here, I tell you what, because
it's not like it was a big surprise that everybody thought it was you. Everybody always thought it was you.
Yeah, but it wasn't me this time, and so then you just let it be me?
Hey,
just
Bobby.
Let everyone think it was me.
Bobby, sometimes we like to play this game on the show where we cuss a whole bunch and see if JP, in this case it's going to be Liz, can catch it with the beeper. Go for it.
Okay.
Lay it on him. Get him. Get him. Get him. Get him.
Well, you, sir, are the that expelled all of that
quite literally.
And you need to fess up to being that and being that storm at Nana's funeral.
Robert, God, I hope Liz was
my fingers are working overtime.
You actually killed the flowers that were there.
No,
killed them. They wilted.
There was a lot of flowers there, wasn't there? Oh, my God.
Grandma, yeah, and they all shriveled up and died, every last one of them.
Oh, my God.
I feel worse now.
Can we try to make this right and hook you guys up with some, like, concert tickets or something? Or, like, I don't know, something like that?
But if the Kix crew is going to be there, please do not use the restroom.
Yeah, JP sleeps in those sometimes.
There's not going to be any gravy. At the event, so we should
they
be safe.
Get it beforehand. Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Let's do
depends on the concert, I guess.
Let's take them to Brothers Osborne because that's at least outside.
There's only a few porta potties. I don't want to.
Oh, it's an outside event. That's a terrible idea. No, we need to take them to something at PBA or the CHI Center where there are lots of indoor plumbing facilities.
Well, if we're worried about this situation, let's go to Carrie Underwood so they can just bomb that.
Yeah,
it'd be hilarious.
There'll be like five men there. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
exactly. You'll have a whole one to yourself.
It'll be mostly just ladies, and they'll know exactly who did it. I'm just kidding with you. We want to
I think an outdoor concert would be best, because
we'll
then you
guys.
Get all the outdoors to pollute.
Oh, my God.
No,
so you're not mad at your brother at all?
Well, I'm kind of over it. I mean, I knew it wasn't me, and everyone was like, oh, Robert, and I took a good ribbon over it, but whatever.
Is your mom talking to you yet?
expect? You're always covered in dirt because it sticks to your sweat. I mean, people know
What does that have to do? What?
My nickname growing up was Big Pen. Oh. It really was. Oh. I'm the kid who goes to the lake and within 2 minutes is covered in sand and mud.
That has very little to do with your digestive system, though.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll talk to you guys off air. We'll hook you up with some tickets to something and. I'll tell you what, Coryell's going to love you too. So we'll
we should just hook them up with a bachelorette, Coryell.
There you go.
Can't wait.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I feel so much better.
I bet you do.
you sure did that day.
Yeah.
Get that off of my chest just really made my day. I'm sorry.
Wasn't your chest that you got it out of?
Oh. God, guys, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Gonna stop us now.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Good morning and happy Monday, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz sitting in for JP this week. Good morning. Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday, Liz. This is very early in your world, yes.
It is.
But
you're here. Coryell just went to bed, right?
Yeah.
Just a couple minutes ago. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised she dropped me off last night, and I think she was going out again.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome.
Is this you breaking one of your unwritten rules of life, which is don't be up and doing things at zero dark 30?
Well, one of my unwritten rules is when you go out, I like to always be showered, but we are in a water restriction, so I can kind of, skate by with this, but I am not in any way presentable or showered even
with the,
this morning.
With the water restrictions, do you remember the scene in Batman where the original Batman, where all the shampoo/beauty products might be poisoned.
By
the Joker.
So everyone, no one has taken a shower and no one's wearing makeup or has old makeup on and their hair's frizzed out. And I feel like that's going to be Lincoln in about 48 hours with the water restriction. No one's going to have showered or brushed their teeth or washed their face in
Everybody's
days.
Everybody's walking around going, don't judge me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, I'm doing my part.
It's mandatory.
Hey, there's this thing that came out. It was on Reddit and it was the 10 unwritten rules of life that everyone should live by. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this list and I'm thinking to myself, this is actually just a list of things that really make everybody mad when other people do it.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
These are great though.
No, they're awesome. Like one of them that's on there, and this is one, Lauren, that you point out every time it happens.
Huh.
Don't chew with your mouth, or do chew with your mouth closed.
Oh my God, I can't handle mouth noises.
JP cannot handle mouth noises. But he's the king of that, especially with the way he eats his yogurt. For those who are new to the show, JP sits in here and opens up a little deal of yogurt.
He doesn't bring a spoon.
No, he doesn't. And he's got this, sorry, JP, he's kind of got scrotal tongue, which is super gross. And he licks into this thing, but he makes eye contact with you.
He doesn't
the whole
use
time.
A spoon.
He makes hard eye contact. He does have a cow tongue.
He does.
Because it's big and it's wide. And I never thought I'd be dissecting what JP's tongue was
but
like.
But
he
tries to make eye contact with people while he's doing it.
He does.
And it's the grossest thing that you've ever seen.
I get ragey thinking about people making mouth noises.
I broke up with somebody over it.
I understand that.
Really?
I could not do it. He was driving me insane.
No, that's 100%. Mouth noises would be a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one.
Because I would irrationally hate you.
Right, exactly. I couldn't have a meal with him because I was like, oh, I hate you.
So one of the first times I ever met Rob Kelly, our boss on the station, mm-hmm. does afternoons, he totally did this, and I was real. I was mad at him for a solid month.
What's
and
that?
I was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to like this guy. Now, luckily, years later, I think he's a great dude, and we hang out all the time. If someone shows you a photo on their phone, don't swipe left or right and
Rob
look at other.
Yes,
he
what
did.
What kind of a monster does
he
that?
He started
what?
Just like he like went like three to the right and three to the left.
Robert,
and I was
you
oh,
just start scrolling through someone else's photos.
Dude, that is. I was so mad. I was like, I grabbed my phone. I'm like, why did you? What? I shouldn't even have handed you my phone.
I was gonna say,
what
I
was
don't
I
like
thinking?
It when people even take your when you're showing right. them and they take your phone. I do yeah. not like that. It's like
no. I'm just you can look
right.
We look with our eyes, not with our hands.
One of these, it's a good one, and this one drives me insane, too. The people that when you're on the elevator, right, and the door's open so you can get off, they don't wait for you to get off. They just try to cram past you as you're getting off the elevator.
That's bad.
That drives
etiquette.
Me insane.
It is.
Monsters.
Don't ask for something if the person only has one left, like gum.
Yes.
That is, again, what kind of a heathen are you if somebody takes that? There's like one Tic Tac.
Right.
Hey, can I have a Tic Tac? No!
As that person, you're always like, well, I just have one left.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you're about to butt in and say, never mind, so I don't have to say you can't have it. please jump in here and do this for me.
Right.
It's hard to get along in society.
No, it's good. We'll try to post the rest of the list for you so you can hopefully know the unwritten rules you need to follow in life.
Is that why people hate me?
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
What unwritten rule do you think everyone needs to live by? What is it? If you got one, 466-9696 or tweet us at KZKX969.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz sitting in for JP. And this morning we are talking about those water restrictions that are now mandatory in the city of Lincoln.
Yeah, the mayor made them mandatory last night. We are all supposed to be reducing our water usage. Right now it says over the next 2 days, but it also kind of says indefinitely. Right. So until they get the whole situation with the wells under control. Mm-hmm. But we're supposed to be reducing our water usage by 50%, which is a lot.
That's significant.
You have to change your day in order to reduce by 50%.
They said put off bathing, put off laundry. Yep.
Mm-hmm. People are out buying, like I've seen photos of, you know, different places where all the water bottles have been bought at different stores and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I will say, if you're desperate for some water and all the water bottles are out, I'm pretty sure Natterdays is like 98% water, right?
Pretty much.
That's the Natty Light. Strawberry Latin Natty Light that they have out now. It's called Natterdays. Mm-hmm. You could probably get that stuff. It's like 98% water.
Yeah, a lot of those are Natty Light at work now. Be like, I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part to make sure that we're saving water and conserving it. So I'm drinking beer at work. What?
I feel like children all over Lincoln are going to argue that they don't actually have to wash their hands after pooping anymore.
I bet Luke will come up with that when you get home. Like, mm-hmm. Mom, saving water.
Yep.
Just saving
water. I'm not going to brush my teeth anymore.
Not a big deal.
Ever.
Don't worry, I'm totally good right now. Bath time before bed does not need to happen.
I mean, some of this, it's a very serious situation, but some of this doesn't sound awful. Like, you don't want me to do laundry or dishes for the next couple days.
Yeah.
All right. If I can't
do it, then I won't.
It's mandatory. I also like that it says no outdoor water use, like watering your lawn. What monster is watering their lawn when it just stopped snowing 5 minutes ago?
Watering your mud. Everything is watering your mud.
Yes. So, be aware of all of that. Businesses are supposed to cut back 25%. Don't wash your car. Car washes have to shut down.
Yeah.
Your neighbors will judge you.
Yeah.
Should you be in your driveway washing your car?
That is one of my favorite things to do. Like when I know it's in the middle of summer and it's about to rain, or it is raining and I look over and my neighbor's lawn has the water going, I love judging them for that. Like, it's one of my favorite things in the world.
Is that just like a homeowner perk? Like, you get excited about that stuff once you buy a house?
You stand in the window with your cup of coffee, like, Tom, you idiot. Yeah. Honey, get over here and look at this. Tom's water's going and it's raining. Oh, his bill's going to suck.
Your side eye gets much stronger when you purchase a home.
How exciting. I'm just usually worried that people are smoking drugs inside.
Smoking drugs.
Smoking drugs and murdering people. That's what's happening in my neighborhood. We have four more days of Liz on the show, too.
I know, I'm so excited.
That's what's coming up. Just wait and see what I can mess up next.